Thank you for holding. Is this Colin?
Yep.
Hey, Colin. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing this morning?
Doing good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Happy almost Christmas to you if you're a Christian. I understand you were speaking to my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you. Did you have any questions for me about the listing or how any of it works?
No, I know how to do all of it. I'm just wondering what your price is.
You know how to do all of it? You mean like create your Google business profile?
Yeah. I took a course and I did it for other people for a while.
Oh, like search engine optimization? You know Google started a partner program in 2018, right?
I did not.
Yeah, so the SEO companies either got told to shut down and stop mentioning putting people on the first page of Google because you can't do it through SEO anymore, or you had to partner with them and get Google certification. So that's what we were.
Yeah, Google certified.
Oh, gotcha. You got a Google certification out in Michigan? Oh, you did it all online, huh?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So we're a premier Google partner, Local Splash. If you look us up, Google is right behind us. So we're all Google certified technicians. We're in Orange County, California. We're calling you out of SoCal.
Right, yeah. Like I said, I don't mind paying as long as it's a reasonable price.
Yeah, we kind of were doing our research on you, and we feel like it would be a lot more cost efficient or better for you than buying the leads off HomeAdvisor, because HomeAdvisor is working with a Google partner, and they're just reselling you leads they're getting from their optimization. So, like, they're on the first page for any home care services in your area, and they're just reselling you leads from it. But those leads go to, like, three or four other people. So we're like, let's call this guy about putting himself up there independently. You know, you do a lot better if you just let people call you direct without having to pay the lead fees or deal with the leads going to four or five other people. But as far as cost, just to shoot you straight on it, on a month-to-month basis, if you want to come on board with us, I could do that $249. I could include a custom website design for you, too, if you don't already have one.
I mean, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Keep that website. Stop paying the...
Well, the domain name costs us $100, and then as you probably already know, well, it costs us $99, and then as you already know, you have to have a host for the site. So even if you, like, left our service, you could pay the $99 for the domain name, but you'll still have to have a host somewhere, whether it be like from GoDaddy, Wix, or if you want to have us continue to host your site in order to like keep your content up and running.
Okay.
Yeah. But so if you cancel and you want to keep the site, it's a one-time payment, $99.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said $250 a month. And what is there, like a guarantee, or is there...
Well, the Google Guarantee Program is the only time Google wants us to say the word guarantee, is if we're selling that product. So I can't guarantee you amount of clients from it or anything like that. We just put you up there. Google doesn't want us to do like, oh, I guarantee you're going to get 20, and then like you get like 14, and then you're like PO'd, you know, like, oh, I sold you on a lie.
Is there statistics you have to like back?
Oh yeah, Google Analytics is a public site. I mean, we do use the Google Analytics in order to plan like which keywords we should list you for. We give you 15 keywords at a time that we're going to list you for on the first page of Google. So we'll have recommendations ready for you during your client interview, but you have final say on everything that you're listed for. And then your keywords are also interchangeable through your account management team here. So if you ever want to swap them out or notice some are working better than others, we could always adjust your keywords, make sure we're maximizing your exposure.
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm.
I meant, is there like a certain percentage that people increase in business through this?
Well, I mean, it's a real world scenario. I mean, if you used to do like SEO or if you have like, you know, Google certification, you know that we can't like guarantee you anything. You know, it's literally people searching in real time, in real life. You know, they're going to pick who they want, and then you have to sell them, too, if they pick you. So it's...
So you basically the exact same thing as HomeAdvisor, just without the lead fees?
No, I wouldn't say that, because HomeAdvisor is actually, like, they don't let the customer call you directly at all. Like, they put themselves on Google, and then if people click on that, they know that they're clicking on that to get quoted by a few of you guys. So they're probably like price shopping. So they just gather that person's information and they text it to you. They charge you the lead fee when they send the message. So you're getting charged for those leads even if you don't get it, like if it's a dead phone number, you know what I mean? If you look up FTC versus Home Advisor, those guys used to be Service Magic. They got shut down, rebranded as Home Advisor, then bought Angie's List in 2017, and they went bankrupt. Now they have Angie's Leads. So it's not the same in any way. We don't get in between you and your clients. We strictly list you, and we try to put list you.
Not the same as in, like, I'm in the same premise. Like, you guys direct people to me.
Yeah, but it's not pay per lead. But it will drive traffic. We're definitely putting you in front of your potential customers at the moment they're doing the search, and we're also making you a top recommended option on the first page of those search results.
All right. Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah, and we put together all your credibility factors, so we'll, like, still Google verify you. You know, I'll send you over that form, you fill it out, and then you have your verification badge and check mark on your listing, so they know you're legit and that, you know, we did all the legwork for them. They could basically hire you right off the first page, and they'll have access to your website, your reviews.
All right. Couple questions.
Okay.
Do I need to be certified under FFL or whatever that is?
What do you mean, FFL?
Do I have to be certified under the state to be put onto Google?
You don't have to be certified under the state, no. They do ask for a license and insurance. If you don't have them at the time you get the placement, they say that you have to say, like, hey, I plan or intend to get it at some point. Because there's this verification form that you need. Here, let me what's your email address?
shawc919@gmail.com.
Okay. Give me one sec. Yeah, so it asks for, here, I'm going to send you the link. Where is it? First State of Michigan. Yeah, so it says to get your Google business profile verified, Google needs the below mentioned information to proceed further. Kindly help us with pictures of the details mentioned below. So it asks for, like, tools and equipment, picture of your work vehicle with license plate, says you can cover the license plate number. It asks for business license and insurance, if applicable or required by your state to provide your services. It says business card, business registration, an invoice, and then a photo of the workplace, which I've had guys send in, like, a work bench or, like, a bandsaw when they're, like, a carpenter, and they verify it. But it does state, like, at the bottom of this verification form, it says sometimes Google is not able to verify your information, or maybe you don't have the information needed on this form in order to get verified. In that case, our only option is to verify you over the phone. So then there's, like, a little check mark at the bottom. It says, can we contact you via phone call with a Google representative, and you check the box, like, yes or no. So we'll three-way call them and literally verify you over the phone if you have any information. Like, if you pay for the placement but there's information missing that might be preventing you from getting listed, we'll bypass it that way, and we'll just manually push it through. So that way you're still getting the benefits of what you paid for. And then obviously if your reviews start coming back bad, or things aren't working out, or you don't get the license a couple months down the line, we can always discontinue your placement and just go find somebody else, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think you could... I'm not 18.
You're not 18?
I'm not 18.
Whoa, you sound like a man. Where are your parents, though? That's crazy. Yeah, man, I'm 32. You sound about my age.
Yeah, no, I'm 17, so...
That's crazy.
So most of the time I run under my father's name.
Okay.
Is that going to pose any issues? I don't have, like, a specific designated work vehicle. It's just my
regular
first car.
That's not a problem. So really what it comes down to is, like, are you going to be the one that's authorizing the transaction? Is the billing information,
yeah,
like, under your name?
Just under my father's name because I'm not 18.
Gotcha. But the billing information would have your name on it.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're, well, so the father's the primary owner, correct?
Well, technically we're not, like, registered, like I said, so there's no technical owner.
Okay.
But everywhere I do, like for example, Angie Leeds, it's my father's name on our contract.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm overthinking this. If you could do anything with Angie's leads, then we can list you on Google. It's not a problem. If okay. I forgot you're already on that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think I can get back to you?
Sure. I mean, we're a Google partner. We're not actually Google themselves. So when a listing, when a listing opens up, they create a list of companies that qualify. And then they have my reps, like Tara that you were talking to. They just call down the list, like first come, first serve. So it's not like we can put it on a hold or anything. I imagine you're planning on running this by your father?
No.
Oh. Well, what's holding you back?
He puts full faith in me, so.
Yeah, you sound fully capable. If you were my kid, I would be like, yeah, he's got it. That's a man. And I do have a son. He's like 2.5. I would just, if he sounded like you, I'd be like, yeah, he's good. I'd be proud. Like, let him just go handle his business.
Thank you, man. Yeah, just 250 is a lot, but that's probably what I'm paying for leads over at Angie plus the 300 originally.
Oh, probably more. I mean, the leads in your industry, I think they're charging what, like, well, it depends, right? So, like, the roof cleaning and the...
20 a person.
20 a person? Okay. And they don't go higher than that? I thought some of them were a lot higher than that.
I haven't gotten any higher. I've gotten, like, 20s, 22. But if I don't close the deal, I just refund them.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I know Home Advisor, they're tough about getting, like, refunds and stuff. But let me send you this so you could see exactly why this would be a lot better than doing what you're doing now. There's this article.
Yeah.
It's the FTC versus Home Advisor, the Federal Trade Commission. They shut them down before, but they've been talking about shutting them down again because they're not, like, refunding people, like, on leads that don't turn into business, or if it's, like, a dead phone number, they still charge you the lead fee and stuff like that. But the guy I was working with previously in this area, he was doing really, really well. Honest Guys? I don't know if you've heard of them. Okay. Yeah, and then the other one right now is just DMC. DMC, you can...
I mean, I'm all for it. So I'll probably call and get my money back on Angie real quick, since I have a 10-lead guarantee right now, and I'm only at 6, so I can get my $300 back and then send it to you guys.
Okay, yeah, I mean, we definitely still have to have the listing available, but sometimes if you click on that link, there's a section where you can report them. So if you feel like they're stealing from you, or like those 6 leads didn't really pan out, you can kind of like report them. And then I've had people tell them like that they reported them, and then they kind of backpedal pretty quickly.
Yeah, I didn't hear about any of this or anything, so...
Well, man, you're 17, yeah, you know? It would be hard to hear about that if you're only 17. This has been an ongoing thing since, like, 2014.
For Google, that's a whole lot better than having that middleman anyways, so.
Yeah, like I said, we just list you independently and let the customers call you directly, and that's most of them do. I mean, your clients are just going to type in power washing, pressure washing. They're going to look up the top guy and just call you, you know? It's a click-to-call system. They just got to tap on the phone icon, and it, you know, they got you right there. A lot of them aren't going to want to jump through those loops unless they're genuinely looking for the cheapest possible person that they could find. Then they'll go to Home Advisor and hear out, like, 5 of you pitch them on who should clean their driveway for cheapest, you know?
Right. Or just, like, for just bidding, so.
Yeah, and then you have to have a lower price, and you got to pay that lead fee. You might have to pay, like, 2 or 3 of those lead fees before you actually get one that turns into a job. So by the time you're making money, it's, like, $60, gas, products. You know what I mean? And you got to have a lower rate. You're basically working for Home Advisor by Angie's at that point.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm going to need to get off the phone to call and get that refund.
Yeah, handle that. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. If you call in and the listing's still available, I'll make sure I give you that discounted pricing structure, okay?
What is the discount? What is it normally?
It's usually $398 the first month, and then you pay $299 month to month. Because of the website, we usually charge you the $99 setup fee for the website and then the hosting, but I waived all your website costs and I waived your hosting fee. So it's just $249 out the door and then $249 month to month as long as you're with us. So I save you $150 the first month and then $50 every month moving forward.
Like every month, even once I stop being like a year under?
Yep, as long as you're with us, it'll stay $249 month to month.
All right, sounds good to me.
Yeah, so I mean, if you use this for the next 10 years, that's your deal. It's not going to change, even when the inflation of stupid Biden keeps. Anyway.
All right, text me that extension.
Yeah, I'm sending you my number now. There you go.
Yep, just got it.
All right, Colin. Well, good luck to you battling those guys for your money back. Hopefully I hear from you soon.
Yep, I'll probably give you a call with him today.
Okay, sounds good. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye.